Good morning, by the
way. Good morning.
Good morning.
All
right.
You, this, you know, the last few days, obviously, there's been a lot of turnover, or I guess significant names leaving that clubhouse. How do you just sort of handle the departure of a Chapman and what sort of the impact that he's had in your, and what does that do for your clubhouse and your team?
Well, first, you know, in terms of Matt, you know, a Cal State Fullerton guy, and was really looking forward to managing him. And I guess I, in certain contexts, I've managed him for the last few days in camp. You know, we'll miss his energy, what he brings to the field every day. And in terms of the clubhouse, yeah, there's a lot of lasting, long-lasting relationships in there with him. You know, it is good that he's getting to say goodbye. And from our standpoint as a club, there's opportunity in that room now that exists for those guys. They should see that. And we're going to focus again, as I told them on Monday, to prepare for a winning season.
Obviously, in 2017, when both Mats came up, that core kind of built and had a really sustained run, and almost basically right when they got here in 2017 and flipped the switch that year. Is it kind of signaling that shift to you, and as somebody who's been around, what can you say to that core that really kind of set, took you guys on that postseason run here?
Yeah, you could go back to their draft, right? I think Matt Olson was 12, Chad Pinder was 13, and Matt Chapman was 14, and I mean, to a certain extent, they were together for 10 years, so, you know, there's a lot of history, as I said. That group, when they got to the big leagues, wasn't successful right away, but when they started to believe in themselves and their abilities, you saw the transition, and thus came the wins, and so there was a maturation process for that group, they captured it, and obviously have become very successful major league players.
Oh, yeah, I mean, are you in some sense excited for the player going into a situation like he is?
Sure, and there's opportunity when you get traded, and I'll reflect on my own personal experiences. You know, in 1997, I was on a World Series championship team with a roster that was full of veteran players with the Florida Marlins. And, you know, I was one of the fortunate benefactors of, you know, 1998 being a rookie in the major leagues the following season and get an opportunity to play every day and go start my major league career. In terms of where Matt's going to a team that's expected to win, compete for a title in a division. And he's got an opportunity to impact that club.
Is there, as these guys are moving out, what are you telling the guys, and how are you lifting the guys up that are going to potentially have the chance to take the spots at first base?
I think everyone in that locker room knows there's opportunity in front of them to go compete for a job. In terms of lifting them up, I don't think that group needs lifted up. I think the group that was here that's losing, you know, their friend or their relationship, really we focus on our preparation for the season. That's most important. This happens in the game. It's part of the game. These guys in there have dealt with it now, and I think they understand the importance of going out and getting that work in and preparing for, you know, opening day.
Is it an added challenge for you, though, being a first-year manager, to have so much change so fast?
I think it would be any time you have a lot of change, that change is difficult. And so how we tackle it and how we stand up to it makes us stronger. And I think, you know, we in this group know that our focus has to be on our work and getting prepared for a season.
So in the lockout, when you had time to just plan and you couldn't communicate, but you may have expected some of this, did you put a lot of maybe extra in place for that?
No, there's no expectation. I didn't expect for anything to happen. I think you prepare for, you know, a season in the mindset that there won't be change. And once change happens, you obviously you know, do your best to manage it and to understand the direction that it will take you to. And at the end of the day, you know, you're better for it.
Some of those, some of that change, those two new guys you got in here today with Pache and Langliers, you know a little bit about their game. You know, can you talk a little bit about what do you expect out of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, from Pache's standpoint, I know he's an elite defender. He, in Atlanta, had huge success in the postseason and was embraced by that, you know, culture. You know, explaining to him his opportunity here, he's excited to be here. We're excited to put our eyes on him and assess his abilities. Langer's, I've gotten more texts about that young man, just the person he is, the ball player he is. So we're excited for both those kids as well as the two pitchers we also acquired.
To kind of go on pitching, but to focus a little bit looking ahead to the next couple of days, have you guys set a pitching plan at this point yet for Friday or anything?
I know the group. We haven't specifically set the plan yet. But I do know the group. I know Honeywell will be in the mix. I know Blackburn will also be in the mix. I believe AJ Puck as well. And then there's a group behind them that I don't have with me.
You guys expect that Pastor will at least compete for an opening day spot or a roster of spot?
Yeah, I think there's opportunity for him, as I said, to compete for an opening day, you know, roster spot. Again, you know, I think everyone in that room knows there's opportunity here, and competition is good. I'm looking forward to that, you know, watching this competition to earn these jobs.
Are there additional candidates that you look at third base, or guys that you don't kind of run through there?
Yeah, again, you know, really haven't had time to get my feet on the ground and look at that. I know there's several players in camp that completely qualified to play that position. The first one that pops to the top of my head is Chad Pinder, who played it for us in the postseason in 2020 when Chap was hurt. So yeah, we'll assess that.
Is Langliers far enough along to be not on the opening day roster?
Oh, I don't know that yet. But, I mean, I think, you know, in terms of his abilities and where he finished his year, I know he finished in Double A. I know he was the Braves minor league player of the year. That says a lot about the player, and especially coming from a championship caliber team. I think he spent some time around the major league team at the end of the season or in the postseason, even though he wasn't a part of the roster. Everything I've heard from you know, a lot of my relationships in baseball is he's a baseball player.
You guys will obviously get to see Chapman pretty quickly into the season, I think, on that first road trip, to kind of have that coming up, I guess, knowing you'll see him, I guess. Is that, as a human-to-human connection, is that kind of at least a little benefit here? Sometimes you never know when you'll see a guy in baseball that way.
It's great, you know, to see everyone that you have relationships with in the game. You know, the connection that we create in that locker room is special. It's unique. It's a great bond. And any time, even if you are competing against them, you want to beat them. So I made that known to Matt that, you know, we're going to compete now against each other. And as well as the other Matt, I told the other Matt, you know, don't expect to not be intentionally walked. You know, we get to Atlanta in July, so, or is it June?
June.
I'm 10 or 11.
September.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just as a quick question about Toronto, because you hadn't got the players when we last asked you. I don't know if this was asked yesterday, but do you guys know about the vaccination status of your players at this point, kind of looking ahead at that?
I think we know there are players who are not vaccinated. At this point, we haven't had the opportunity to have the conversation. But in terms of understanding that obviously every club is going to be impacted by this, and in the similar situation, I think the plan will be formed as soon as we can.
I had the chance now for a couple of days to see Andrews moving around on the field. How does he look to you coming back from the leg?
It doesn't look like he's missed a step. You know, I know the amount of work he put in this offseason to have this opportunity to start here, and from day one be in a game. He'll be in the game on Friday. And so I think he's accomplished his goals, and I think, you know, for us, that's huge.
You mentioned yesterday Cap's about behind. Was there anything else coming out of the lockout with guys that maybe injuries the team didn't know about?
I think Cap was the only one that had, like I said, the AC irritation in the joint. You know, if it hadn't been the lockout, he may have had access to, you know, a doctor or diagnosis earlier in the process. So, unfortunately, he's probably one of the guys, the only guy that we know of in that locker room that was kind of impacted from the lockout in that regard.
With regard to COVID, there's going to be fewer testing. Do you think as they relax some of these regulations, aside from Toronto, is that letting players focus on baseball more?
I think the players have always focused on baseball. Again, I've spoken to this in previous days about the distractions and our ability to leave those distractions at the door when we come in here and to prepare for a season. Your mind has to be free and clear, and your work ethic when you get out here, the focus is on baseball. I don't think that the players will feel as much pressure from that side of the COVID protocols. So.
Just given that Anders is healthy and looks like he's moving around okay, is the expectation that he'll go in as the everyday shortstop to the season, or is that someplace that you could, team to be pushed?
No, Elvis was the everyday shortstop last year.
Yeah.
So it's Elvis's position to lead us forward in, and we're looking forward to Elvis's success and his start to the season healthy.
All right, thanks everybody.